Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I love him. He has so much to say to his people. And he cares about us so much. The Lord has a magnificent plan in operation. And it's been in operation from the beginning. God has good things to say. The Lord knows how to divide the soul and the spirit. The word of God does so. He knows how to separate the sheep from the goat. He knows how to separate the wheat from the chaff. I mean, there's no way that the devil can win. And there's no way that people can get around the knowledge of God. He loves us. That's the main point. He loves us. Now, let's take a look at what Jesus did for us. He came to us and he gave us example. And a friend of mine, Shane, let me borrow, Shane Lambert at church, he let me borrow The Chosen. I watched the whole first and second season of Chosen. And this showed everyday life of Jesus after he chose his disciples. And, you know, it gives a story of how Jewish life was based on Jewish, Jewish customs. It's not biblically, they tell you it's not, everything is not biblically perfect per se, but it gives you a thought, it gives you pictorial of what their life was like on an everyday basis, getting to know Jesus and watching how we do things. Now, they did a good job with this movie, and I love it. So many, I thank God that over 300 million people have watched it already and gave it likes all around the world. So that tells me a lot of people are very interested in the things of God. Also, since I brought that up, they put it in theaters, and it packed out the theaters for a very long time, over 10 weeks. Even after they posted it free on YouTube. Now, I thank God for people that do things like that. They are in it for the right reasons. Some people try to just make money on the gospel, but my hat's off to all those who seek to be a blessing to people. Now, I want to say this. When the Lord does something, he does it well. You have to watch what God does and how he solves problems. When you have problems in life, if you study how David interacted with the Lord and how the Lord interacted with David, you see how he helped him problem solve and how he got to the point, the root of the problem, and how he helped him win. And in life, you can see how he helped him win in life. And you have to study these stories. All throughout the Word of God, somebody was trying to do right, and others, so many more, were trying to do wrong. Now, Jesus said that a city set on a hill can't be hid. So he said, you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. A city set on a hill can't be hid. When you honor God with your life, when you testify that Jesus is your Lord, and you tell your testimony how he saved you, and then you live like it, there's nothing nobody can do about it. All the naysayers, the atheists, the skeptics, they can be skeptical. They can prove their points, and they can't really prove their points, but they can boast and make people laugh against you, but it changes nothing. The facts are God is with you, and you are the light of the world, and you are the salt of the earth. Those two facts cannot be changed by Satan. It can't be changed by the people of this world. It can't be changed by conditions in life. No matter what happened, when the smoke clears, you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And there's nothing they can do about it. It goes beyond all knowledge. Some people pay thousands of dollars for their education, and they put in countless hours. But guess what? They can't stop the fact that you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Nothing changes that. And when their life goes south, they're going to remember that your life was stable. And if they won't help and humble themselves, they're going to ask you. Out of all the people that they could go to, they always go to people who are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. See, the Lord said this. He said, when you love people, they'll respect you. When you live a holy life. Now, I'm not talking about the holiness church holy life. I'm talking about a pure life. When you live a holy life, a life ordered by the precepts of God, you're a pure life. You do what's right. You have a life of you live a life of integrity. When nobody's watching, you still do right. When you live a holy life, people will trust you. And I can testify, some people that you wouldn't think would trust you end up trusting you. Because when you live a life that is the light of the world and the salt of the earth, you give people hope where there is none. Now, people say, well, what about people that believe this? What if they say you're wrong and they think they're right? They do think I'm wrong and they do think they're right. But at the end of the day, they cannot change the fact that because I believed on Jesus Christ, they can't change the fact that I'm the light of the world and the salt of the earth because of my faith in Jesus. How people promote themselves and make themselves look good and pump themselves up. When their life goes south and they look around and they see you standing because you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth, there's nothing they can do. They have to consider it. They have no choice because you gave them hope where there is none. All the other religions in this world. Now, don't get it wrong. I love all the people, and I know good people get caught up in demonic religions. My heart goes out to them. Some people they don't really care about the condition of the soul. You know, they say, "Well, you think you're better than others." No, I entered into life when other people chose not to. Some people are deceived into thinking that they're going to live forever, and they're not. See, Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he came to the Lord. He came to the earth legally. And he obeyed the Father. To him the portal opened. And his sheep hear his voice. They follow him, and a stranger they won't follow. You know, what he said is true. It can't be otherwise. If he made us the light of the world and the salt of the earth, and it's true, and it's evident, it can't be reversed. No matter who says what, no matter what theologian, what college professor, what atheist, they can make their points all day, but at the end of the day, all of us will die. But those who were in Christ will live forever. And they won't be in hell where those that oppose God goes. And those that refuse to believe him go. But all the atheists who look over and say, hey, they realize I have no hope. My life's not working. It's not like I thought. This man over here and this woman over there have hope. And they believe. Now they believed in the light that they saw. And they entered into it. They entered into life. People of other religions, their God don't talk to them. Their God's not alive. Their God's not paying attention. They pray just as much as Christians, and they never hear his voice and don't expect to. And they pray hard to their idols. Sweet people pray to these idols. They've been taught wrong. One, I love Asian people. They make the, to me, they make some of the best cars in the world. Very smart, very wise, hardworking people. And I listened to Henry Grover. He said they're very neat. And I love people like that. But Buddha will not make the day. He won't make the cut. You cannot go to heaven through Buddha. I'm sorry. Salvation is through Christ. So I thought the same thing. What about people of other religions, other beliefs, other creeds? There are sweet people in these in the mix. And I love them. And I want to reach them. I want to reach everybody. Not just people that agree with me. I want to reach people that totally disagree with me. Because God is good. And I know how Satan is. He put the blinders on people. And he hardens the heart so people will die. So I'm motivated. I said, Lord, how do I reach people? And I look at what Jesus did. He made us the light of the world and the salt of the earth. No matter what people say and how they think, you give people hope when you live a godly life. When you live according to his love, after believing on Jesus, you fulfill the law. When you believe on Jesus, you fulfill all of the ceremonial law. When you pay attention to what God is saying, when you believe who he is, you are faithful with the law and the prophets. And you become prophetic. As he is, so are we in this earth. If you're guided by Jesus, so are you in this earth. You're an extension of him. You're the same light and the same salt that he is. You become like him. There's no way to cut it down. No matter what people say, you cannot stop the fact that God is in us. Then, along with all of that, we have the Holy Ghost to guide us into all truth. The gray area that we have to deal with, and the things we don't know, we got the Holy Spirit. If we ever learn to pay attention to him, he will guide us into all truth. And guess what happens to your advice? It becomes Holy Ghost advice, which is a greater version of, it's more light. And it's so, and because there's more dedication in it, it causes your the preserved nature of the salt to be more effective. See, when people are not guided by the Holy Ghost, and you are, it doesn't take long for people to recognize this is real. When the Holy Spirit give you his words, you speak far beyond your years of knowledge. And I've had God to help me do that. It's by the Holy Spirit I speak. I'm not smarter than the other guy. When they came back from all over the world at Pentecost, they saw Jewish people that never left Jerusalem speaking fluently. Imagine you live in Egypt and you hear the best dialects of Egypt. Then you go back home to Jerusalem and farm boys are speaking fluent Egyptian, honoring God. They're speaking beyond their knowledge by the Holy Ghost. You're in Arabia and some of your clients are very wealthy. Upstanding citizens of Arabia. They sell Arabian horses, and they speak fluent Arabia. And here you are, you go back, and here's a fisherman that never left Jerusalem, speaking fluent Arabia. That's just like you live in London. And you come to Birmingham, Alabama, and hear a man that never left Birmingham speaking fluent Queen's English. That honoring God. People from all over the place saw this wonder. It's a sign and a wonder that they heard and they saw. Then the people that did this, they lived the light. And they preserved the word. Remember, Lot, if there were 10 righteous men or 9 more men just like Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah, God would have spared it. That's the power of being a light and salt. No matter how people dress up their beliefs and how they make it, how they boldly state their cause and their belief system, at the end of the day, it is failure if it's not Jesus. If it's not the works of Jesus. Jesus said, don't just believe on me because I say who I am. Believe on me for the very work's sake. The fact that you see that his way of life is light is notable. It is not a fluke. The integrity you live is not fake. It is real. You have peace with God. A peace that passes all understanding, even yours. As you grow in the Lord, you find yourself laughing at what used to make you cry. You find yourself seeing things in a much greater way. And it used to make you feel inferior. It used to make you feel poor. But you know, where you used to fail, you now succeed. Because you entered into the knowledge of God and you live it. And every day, no matter what Satan throw at you, you still have integrity. You still do what's right. You still honor God in all of your ways and purposes. It gets attention and it gives people hope. And everybody that tries to pull you back down, they can't. And Christians that just want to hear their version of how God is, their light goes dim when they allow the leaven of Herod and the leaven of the Pharisees to enter in. And the soothsaying preachers that don't share the people their responsibility, there's a Godward side and a manward side. You can't go and try to make God in your own image. They tried to make Jesus in their own image. They was going to make a king out of him because they love the fish and the loaves without hearing the essence of what he had to say. Now he fed them with fish and loaves for a while, for a season. But after a while he saw what they were doing. He said, if you don't drink my blood and eat my flesh, you have nothing to do with me. And the crowd left. Then he turned to his own disciples. Will you leave also? They said, no. Where else? Nobody has the words of life. His real disciples stayed. While everybody that wanted the fish and loaves, they left. They forgot about everything they heard. Because their hearts were hardened. In the pride of this world. In the lust of this world. And in the greed of this world. But they who dare to trust God and see him through, they that dare to hear him out and obey his word, they live a life that cannot be hidden. A city set on the hill cannot be hidden. And when you honor and love God for who he is with sincerity, the Lord will help you win people from every walk of life. Wherever you go, you will sow seeds of righteousness, your kindness, your advice, your influence. They can't stop it. It's not stoppable. So for years, the Lord had people that obey him and honor him. And he guided them and they followed him. And then there are people who say they love him, and the Lord tried to get them to follow him and drive out the things that's holding them back, the darkness of this world. Now, some people, they play with the darkness of this world. They just wanted the fish and the loaves just like the crop. And they let their lamp go out. But they still say they love Jesus. They still say they're of God. But see, when the rapture happens, my dear friend, when the rapture happens, the whole world is going to get a rude, it's going to get an education. That God meant what he said and he said what he meant. And all those people who walked according to the light, they were the light of the earth, the sun, they were like a city that can't be hid, and they were the salt of the earth. They preserved the earth. They held back war. They held back the Antichrist. They held back all forms of evil because of their influence. And some of the people that were chief sinners, Paul said he was a chief sinner, they got saved because they heard something. Paul, Apostle Paul, he used to be Pharisee Saul, holding the coats for the men that were stoning Stephen, but he heard something in Stephen's voice, full of conviction. And Stephen preached the meaning and the essence of God's word, while Paul studied the letter of the law, and the essence of God's word was better. Jesus asked him on the road to Damascus, "It's hard for you to kick against the priests." When he was knocked down, he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And from that moment, the moment he called him Lord, he was a brand new man. Jesus said, "It's hard for you to kick against. Why do you persecute me? Why do you persecute my people, who are the real light of the earth and the salt of the earth? They're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Why do you persecute me, my people?" And then he said, "It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." What are the pricks? You see people living for God, living a life of integrity, living by the love of God. Nobody's paying them for it. Nobody's making them do it. They want to. And they're not doing it because they want blessings. Only the people who, God forgive them, only the people who are after the fish and the loaves, they need somebody to tell them they're going to be blessed for every little thing they do. Every little deed they deal with, every little shortcoming or every little problem they have, they got to be blessed if they just do this or do that. But those that love God sincerely, they're in it forever, and they don't care what happened to them. They're going to follow God. They may cry. They may hate the problem they have. They may not understand, but they never give up. This is why, you know, God is saying something here. When he take his people off the earth, when he reap the earth, he's reaping it so he can judge the earth. And not one mistake will be made. The people that are ready, they were sincere. The people who were not ready, they were insincere. They that made a statement, they love God and they're in it forever, whether there's fish or loaves or not. And then there are so many out there. When I saw people fall into the lake, when I saw people falling into hell all over the earth, this only lasted a moment. I just got a glimpse of what happens all the time. And there are people from every walk of life, every form, every religion there is. Even Christian people that go back to the world, just like Demas did, they fall in there too. Everybody who turned their back on God for the world system and rejected such a great salvation, they fall into the pit. And that's unnecessary. People need to see people of every age obeying God. Now let's look at Judges chapter 11. I want to show you something. The focus is not on the war this time. This is, and I've, we, the Lord gave me Judges 11 many days. But this time the focus is on something else. Now, this is Judges 11, verse 1. Now, Jephthah the Gilead was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of an harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. All right, he's the son of a prostitute. So you can't help how you're born. However you're born, but God loves you and the sins of your parents. That has nothing to do with you. God loves you for you. He was born wrong, but he lived right. But watch this. That is more than just being born wrong. Watch what happened here. Verse 2. And Gilead's wife bare him sons. And his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah and said to him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Just like society. They were born right, but they wasn't right. Jephthah was still his father, and they tried to take his inheritance. Pity. But anyway, but watch what happens. Don't end there. Verse 3. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah and went out with him. Vain men were gathered to him because Jephthah was a person that gives people hope. Some people were born wrong, but they live right. Verse 4. And it can't, they don't let the negative stop them. They proceed forward. Robert Shuler used to say all the time, tough times never last, but tough people do. And we're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 4. And it came to pass in process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah, of all people, out of the land of Tob. He's minding his own business in another city. He's not thinking about them, but they're thinking about him. Why? Because he lived the life of God. He had wisdom, and he was living the light. They fetched him out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, come and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. Now, why didn't they get one of those, his brothers, that was born right? Why did they get the one that was born wrong? Because he left a legacy, is why. See, God said, when you love people, they will respect you. When you're holy, they will trust you. And when you're wise, you will hold their attention. They could not forget about Jephthah because he lived according to the Lord. Now watch what he, if you read the whole chapter, you'll see how wise he was. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, did not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are ye come unto me now when ye are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon and be our head and over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, the Lord be witness between us, if we do not so according to thy words. And Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead. See, they were serious. They fetched him and they made a covenant with him. The Lord be witness between us if we do not according to thy words, to your words, Jephthah. Verse 11. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. And Jephthah dealt wisely with the king of Ammon. Now, if you continue on to study the story, he made a vow to God that he would, the first thing come out of his house, he'd burn it as offering to the Lord. And then his daughter came out. And guess what Jephthah did? He did not go back on his word. I believe he should have asked the Lord to, Lord, you know I didn't think my daughter was coming out. And I know that's not something that you would want. That's not in the law of Moses to burn your child. But because of Jewish tradition and the way he thought and the fact that he made a vow, it shows that he had honor for God according to his own understanding. See, I believe the Lord could have released him, but he didn't know that. And then his daughter, she said, I hate that part. I don't even like to read the part about his daughter, how that went down. But nevertheless, she was a dear child. He raised a godly daughter. She said, let me wear my virginity for 2 months, and then you can do according to me, according to what you see. And she laid her life down. That's not something God would have desired at all. It never came into his mind. He said it. That's not what Jephthah did there. He did it because of he made a vow and the way he thought. But he didn't go back on his vow. And his daughter didn't either. And so he stood. Why they went and found him wherever he was. He was born wrong, but he lived right. See, when people love God for real, I've seen so many ways. They always go back. And the people that they trust, that earn their trust, that's who they're going to go to. I've seen it so many different ways. And God loves his people, and God keeps covenant. If you choose to follow Jesus, the light of the world, you become the light of the world and the salt of the earth, and it's unchangeable. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.